we as Christians are called overcomers, because he is always messing with you. That's what I liked about what Jesus told the devil in Luke chapter 4 when he was in the wilderness for those 40 days. And he kept messing with him and messing with him. Bow down, worship me, turn these rocks into bread and all that. And then at the end, when Jesus was leaving the wilderness, he turned around and said, "Devil, get thee behind me in Jesus' name." Then the devil said to him, "Okay, Jesus, you overcome, but I'll be back." So once we become aware of his tactics, you'll be able to get better and better and better and better. And because you are an overcomer, you know, cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. You got a wonderful spiritual partner there sitting alongside of you. And beside him, you got us too. Yeah, that's where I was going. Need you for me to say.
Now we're back to church for the nice part.
Yeah, because it's tough. And we're flesh. I mean, we're human. And the devil can't read your mind, but he can play tricks on your mind. He'll bring up stuff. The other day, he was bringing up something that I did that I can't even remember how long ago it was. And I realized, as I've been handling this spiritual battle for a long time, I said, "Thank you, devil, for reminding me of that, because, yeah, that was rough, but Jesus forgave me, and I have put that back in the deepest of the sea." But he'll just get you at something when you're vulnerable. That's when he'll play you. But God knows your heart, and he knows your mind, and he knows that you are a child of the living God with the promise, hope in you, that you have something much better ahead. But while you're here, you're a testimony and a witness to help people overcome. Like with Ryan, you'll be a big influence on Ryan. Of course, Travis is too. You'll be a big influence on Ryan. Yes, ma'am.
One of my parents, lifelong friends, until both of them, I lost my parents. Jack Porter, he was 93 years old, and my brother called me and told me that he had passed. And he met her whenever he was in the Army, and he brought her back from Germany, and she is living by herself, and all of her friends, they're gone now. And her best friend just left her. So, prayers for Pete Porter.
Thank you. I want to thank
Travis and Tina for dropping what they were doing and coming to Select Rehab last week. When was it called?
Yeah.
And support her and her sister's last.
Yeah, and I know Judy requested a chaplain, and the chaplain at Select, I guess, was on vacation out of town. And I was willing to go over, and I called Linda, and they said, "No, I don't want to be driving over here in the night and all that." And but somewhere along the line, a chaplain was requested, and he came.
Yeah. One of Judy's friends, her cousin, is the chaplain, and she called him.
And it was really interesting. Of course, Judy had a one-car accident maybe a month, 6 weeks ago. Time flies. And she was on life support or different things. And it gets to a point, I guess, that I know I hadn't seen her in person, but I understand the way she was laying there and everything. You could tell she was just miserable.